a couple of years ago, I was having a conversation with a young father about the heritage building that he worked in. Now, the heritage building is basically a really old building with some significance to that area. And as part of the conversation, I just asked him, how does it feel to work in a place that has so much history and emotion embedded into it? Now, I don't know if he was just trying to save face or he didn't want me to think that he was scared or weak. I wasn't thinking any of those things, but he responded to me, well, with that sort of stuff, I only believe in what I can see. And the first thing I thought of to his response was, oh, okay, so do you believe in love? And as a father, of course, he said, I believe in love. And I said back to him, because you can see it? And he just smiled at me, knowing where I was headed with that conversation, and our conversation took another turn. Whether you experience the exchange of love as much as you like is an unknown quantity, of course. However, I believe very confidently when I ask the question, do you believe in love, that there will be a resounding yes from everybody. And it doesn't matter if you're from a particular culture or a particular country, or if your belief systems are rooted in a certain type of spirituality or religion, or if you're very scientific minded or a skeptic or an atheist, it doesn't matter. We all, a vast majority, will say, we believe in love. It permeates everywhere. So going back to the young father's statement, I only believe in what I can see, implies that he only believes in what he can see proof of, correct? So if we can't see love, well, how do we prove it's really there? Some may explain the proof of love as the physical feelings that we experience. So our heart fluttering and our palms getting sweaty and us holding our breath in anticipation, all of the chemical concoctions that come in through us and make us feel those things. Others may say it's the perpetual primordial urge that we have to procreate and protect mankind's existence. And you know, those are all valid. However, they're faulty when we're wanting to prove the existence of love, this thing we cannot see. If love was that simple, just a chemical reaction to something that appeals to us visually, or our primordial drive to continue on our family line, then we would all be falling head over heels all the time. We would all be swooning at every opportunity because there's so many opportunities out there to fall in love then. But we don't. There's more to it. All those physical reactions and possible offspring of those actions, they may have been made in love, but they aren't love itself. The endorphins that run through our bloodstreams aren't little itty bitty love hearts, are they? All of that physical stuff, simply reactions to love. They're signposts that let us know that love is here or that it's near. I mean, we can pick up an apple, bite into it. We can hold the handle of a door, open it and walk in. But we can't go and get some love, tie a string to it and hand it to our date going to the carnival. So how do we know it's real? How do we know it's really here? You can't put it in a test tube and measure it. We know it's real because we believe it's real. There is an element within us that is love that we can't measure and put in a test tube. We can't add it up. There is no equation. There is no proof. We just know. We believe it's there. And if we didn't carry the torch for love, where would it be? What an amazing responsibility that you and I have to perpetuate love's existence through our own expression for the things around us, the people in our lives, and for ourselves. So, whether or not you agree with anything that I've said in this video, I'd like to ask you a question, something for you to really think about, and that's, do you believe in love?